I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Six more people were killed late last week. Relief groups are stymied and transportation is at a standstill in the Central African Republic. The Muslim versus non-Muslim violence is escalating. Jim Hocking with Water for Good was just there and tells MNN that they were confined to their residence. Hocking's asking you to pray.
There are people that are really continuing to seek answers. Our Christian leaders need support. They're still being associated with the anti-Balaka. They are just non-Muslim.
They were forced to lay off staff because of the violence. However, their radio ministry is still on the air. Pray God will allow reconciliation to prosper and hearts will turn to Him. And you probably heard a lot about the abuse of Pakistan's blasphemy laws. You may also have been following the Asha Bibi case. It's a political hot button. Well, today, Christians around the world are being called to pray. MNN's Ruth Kramer gives us an update.
Greg, on Thursday, Asha Bibi's last appeal against her death sentence was denied. According to the Voice of the Martyrs USA, her lawyers now have 30 days to file an appeal with Pakistan's Supreme Court, and that's the highest court in the land, in Islamabad. It means another long, drawn-out process of appeals. Arrested back in 2009, Bibi was convicted under the blasphemy law in 2010, and she's been behind bars since then. Here's what her advocates are asking you to pray: that she won't lose heart, that she'll stay strong in her faith, and that others will come to know Christ through this situation. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission free. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.